This is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Hold Jamaica, hold Jamaica, hold on. healthy hours, feeling lost and lacking in some direction. Alfie told me upon scrutiny, my back might need protection. I told Alfie that treachery would tear us limb from limb. Althea told me now, cool down, boy. Settle back, easy, Jim. Saturday's child all grown, moving with a pinch of grace, may meet a clown in the burial ground, or just another pretty face. May meet the of Ophelia, sleeping and perchance to dream honest to the point of recklessness, self-centered in the extreme. There's no one messing with you but you. Your friends are getting most concerned. Loose with the truth, baby, this is your fire. And I hope you don't get burned. But when the smoke clear, she said, that's what she said to me. Gonna wanna bed to lay your head.
Good night, Medford. Because it's no longer the morning, but we're still bird watching, and this is still Mandy B. But it's not the right world peace. It is.
It's Willie B. So this is Willie B, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio, baby. Let's get the show on the road.
Heck yeah.
How are you feeling tonight, Mandy?
I'm feeling excellent now that you're here, Will.
Oh.
We got some chill vibes here. Will had a huge weekend at Gov Ball.
The Governor's Ball.
Throat's a little sore from raging so hard.
Yeah.
But we bounced back.
For sure.
Are you Can you hear yourself?
I don't know. Can't wait.
Can the viewers hear him? Okay, good.
Call in if you can hear me.
Like, literally, though.
To the thousands.
Please call in.
Of listeners.
Yeah. But yeah, we just moved back to Medford this week. Will's just crashing as my internship is turning out to not really be much of a thing. You
keep
hate
that
to
on the
see
low,
it.
Though. You need to.
I will keep on. Don't tell Tufts administration.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had a text already. Oh, nope. I told my family that they're watching, but they're still talking about a tote bag my brother got from his first day at work at Citibank.
Are you hearing me?
No. Can you hear yourself?
I don't know.
Try a different mic.
Is it? It's not this one.
Okay. Well, that one says number 4, but maybe it's just broken. Oh, that one's not on. Okay, try it now.
Now is it? Oh, oh my god, yeah. I really wasn't talking the
oh,
whole time.
Oh man, guys, we had to start over.
Oh man, that's embarrassing.
It's okay.
Just getting out the hitches, you know?
Yeah.
Getting back to the game.
Honestly, we were doing well. I'm sad you guys didn't hear all that.
It was okay. Actually, I'm just Mandy B's imaginary friend. She was hallucinating
was
this whole time.
Myself. I think that might be many Monday nights this summer.
Yeah.
Like last night, a lot of people were chilling at our house, and then someone's radio show came open. And I was like, who wants to go down to the radio station with me right now? And sadly, no one jumped at it.
Weird, because I would jump in 100% of the time.
I know. I wanted to call you and tell you to get here a night earlier.
I'd never miss a chance.
I know. But yeah, anything to share with the viewers, or should we?
Well, I feel like since they didn't hear it the first time, we should say that this is Willie B.
And this is Mandy B.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bird watching. Even with a sore throat, he's still got a beautiful bird call. My mom is teaching this like class right now, and it's on mindfulness. And she took her students bird watching for an hour one morning with a certified bird watcher, also known as like an ornithologist, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And she can't stop talking about it. We were sitting outside the other day and she's like, oh, sounds like a woodpecker. I was like, it's because he's pecking wood, Mom.
Runs in the family, bird watching.
It does run in the family.
Intellectual curiosity.
Yeah. So I still love bird watching, but we don't need to talk about it all the
should
time.
Should we pump up the jams?
I think we should pump up the jams. We got a really cool song next. I heard it for the first time in 11th grade.
Can we ASMR introduce every song?
Yes.
Okay. What's the next song, Mandy B?
It's called The Chain.
The Chain.
Okay. Oh, yes. Okay, here we go.
So
That was a little chain. Also sung it around.
That was absolutely fire. That was the first time I heard it. And thanks. It was fire.
I have to agree. Our buddy Owen would say it slaps. Honestly, I should text Owen right now and tell him to tune in.
Tell him to listen in all the way from North Carolina.
North Carolina.
The great state of North Carolina.
We were FaceTiming Owen, and what were we talking about? Catheters?
Self-catheterizing.
He didn't know what that was, so we started talking to him about it.
What
in ASMR.
Idiot.
Idiot.
Catheterizing. Self-catheterizing. I think the show will get banned for that one. imagine like driving on the road at 9 p.m., whatever you're going to do on your Monday night, just trying to de-stress, and you just hear on the radio, you just hear,
catheterizing.
Self-catheterizing. Catheters. Self-inflicted. Catheterization.
It'd be so scary.
DIY catheters.
I don't even know where to go with that. I think we must stop there with the catheters until Owen responds that he's tuning in. Then we'll start again.
Okay.
But yeah, I think I'd be remiss not to mention the very special person who's not here with us anymore.
Pour one out.
This one goes out to my main girl, Rachel Libretti. Liberated World Peace. Just my partner in crime and life partner, but sadly not in Medford with us this summer. So I will have weekly guests. Hopefully, mostly Will. Will come on Monday nights.
Yeah, baby.
He has a spot always in my heart.
No work on Monday, so.
It's true.
I'll be coming up from Pennsylvania every day.
Hells yeah, I will. But yeah, it's going to be a good summer, I think. There's a lot of interesting people in Medford, a lot of people that you weren't friends with during the school year, and you probably won't end up being friends with when the summer's over, but you'd like to think that you're going to make some new friends. But yeah. We have another song coming up. Will's fan fave.
Oh yeah, this one's a banger. Heard it this week and it was beautiful. It's is it the Upper West Side?
No, it is.
Oh.
Yep.
So this will be Upper West Side by King Princess.
Inspired by Guffball. Okay, here we go, fam.
Thank you.
All right, it's everyone's favorite time of night, PSA time, baby.
So we got a good one tonight. Do you ever feel like your child could serve to learn the skills that come with scouting?
Think about it every day.
Do you ever feel like normal scouting troops are a little too conservative, a little too restrictive for your child to blossom into whatever gender, sexuality type of person they might want to be?
I do, Will. It's 2019. Well, then, okay.
You should look into alternative scouting. Here's an alternative scouting PSA. The Baden-Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand in the New England region. The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about this coeducational inclusive program, more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsaus.org or by calling 636-542-8855.
Man.
This has been a public service message from the Baden-Powell Service Association and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
That was excellent. Thank you so much.
Woo!
Woo.
Passionate about alternative scouting.
He's sweating out here. That took a lot of energy, but he performed with such ease.
Yes.
Honestly, you should go into auctioneering.
Yeah. I'm practicing that, and I've also been auditioning for some pharmaceutical commercials, side effects.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Such a niche market that I really think you could really blossom in.
Well, I'm not going to get a job otherwise, so I might as well hone my skills.
Oh, so I'm just going to call Owen out right now. I think we're going to lose a lot of viewers. I didn't think about it because I have zero stake in the Bachelor / Bachelorette franchise, but that's 9 to 10 on Monday nights, so when I snagged this spot because I thought it was going to be perfect, I've already had two people say they're not tuning in because of The Bachelorette, which I just think is absurd.
Mm-hmm.
So if you share similar feelings, please call in and you're free to rant about the ridiculousness of finding love on live television. But we have a request from my mother, which is interesting because today Will was like, "Do you know Kacey Musgraves?" And I was like, "No." And then he's like, "She's a banger. You should probably listen to her."
Yeah, she makes fantastic music. Rainbow's a beautiful song. So thank you, Mrs. Bank, for your contribution. It's much appreciated.
So we'll play that for you now. We'll be back in just a quick sec. All right, here we go.
Out in the same old storm again.
Alrighty, we're back. That was The Strokes. I didn't really know them before, but apparently they're an iconic band.
They are. Concert I was at got evacuated before they got to go on, so that was me just, you know, trying to live it up.
I missed. Yeah. But, yeah, if you didn't hear, Gutball was rained out yesterday. Will's getting a refund, but still, the music that he would have heard would have been worth the cost of the ticket that he purchased. You know? The money was spent and it's already gone.
So, yes, sir.
It's okay. We move on. What we don't move on from, though, is the fact that he texted his mother to tune in. She said, sorry, I'm watching a show.
So I'm watching a show. She doesn't even watch live TV, so she could have just paused it, but she doesn't care.
She doesn't care.
She's a great mother overall.
Second radio debut.
And my ASMR.
For all those who haven't been listening from the start, this is our ASMR version of the show.
Just to spice it up a little bit in the summer.
I don't know if my parents know what ASMR is.
Auto-sensory something response.
It's just like really beautiful sounds and really quiet.
Autonomous sensory meridian response.
What's like the most classic ASMR? It's like someone like grating cheese, but it like sounds so nice.
It's soothing. It's supposed to, for some people, it really produces some tingles down your spine. I don't really get it that much, to be honest. I kind of think it's funny, though.
I think it's funny, too.
Yeah.
Do you remember Mike from Flatbread Pizza?
Yes, of course.
Of course you do. To all those viewers out there, Mike from Flatbread Pizza was a lovely fellow that I left my phone number for, but then he was much older than I was, and I definitely should have been chatting with him via text for so long. But he asked me if I liked not ASMR, but like some kind of, shoot, I'll find it for our viewership, but it was like rap but not rap. Oh, I
sounds
forget.
Like a red flag.
Definitely a red flag if that was the first thing he asked me. But it's okay. Oh, my mom said, tingling, I know, I'm teaching mindfulness. Also, yeah, mommy, you weren't listening, but before we talked about your bird watching and your mindfulness class. So the fans know about your mindfulness class. You've already got a couple people lined up enrolling for next session.
I'm in.
Will's in. I'm in, if there's bird watching involved.
Is the class in Princeton?
Yeah.
I'm not that far. Maybe
you're
I'm
not.
In.
You can stay at our house. Speaking of my house, there's a dynamic group chat going on with my family right now, but my dad said my dog requests some Head in the Heart, or perhaps Come Down by Anderson .Paak, if R-rated language is allowed. Like, my dog's pretty rebellious.
That is a great song.
Which one do you want to play?
Come Down, but is that language allowed?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's the summer. Anything goes.
Yeah, frick it.
Literally, they can't get people on the radio station this summer. Like, the schedule's pretty full, but I'd say every day, like, 6 or 7 people give up their hour shifts. So I really could be here all day long. And, you know, maybe I will one day. Rainy summer Medford day. Okay, here we go.
La 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 in this maze. Yes, it haunts me. Felt it slipping sideways. Yes, it haunts me. But I see it and I feel it in my soul. Is there something I'm missing? Should I follow this wherever it goes? I will always come through. I will always come through. From a missed connection. Standing there in a purple dress. Point my eyes in the right direction. Find myself in a conversation. From a missed connection. Only as alone as I wanna be. Listen to all the people standing on the street. The fallen fruit of a family tree. A crystal ball in the Odyssey. Did you find whatever you were looking for? Had to open every single door. Get the feeling you've been here before. From a missed connection. Don't tell me I lost a step. Crisscrossed in the wrong direction. Found myself in a conversation. From a missed connection. Standing there in a purple dress. Want my eyes in the right direction. Find myself in a conversation. From a missed connection.
Ten decisions shape your life. You'll be aware of five, about seven ways to go through school. Either you're noticed or left out. Seven ways to get ahead. Seven reasons to drop out.
Hi.
Mandy? Yeah?
Hi, Rachel.
Can the viewers hear you?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they can.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, hello, everybody. I had to stop the song because Liberating World Peace called in.
From Dirty Jers, may I add.
Why are you in Dirty Jers?
Oh, it's Clean Jers. It's Tate May.
My gosh. There's a big distinction.
Clean Jers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Are you staying the night at the beach?
Yeah. Claudia and I, you're on speaker.
Hi, Claude.
Hello, Mrs. Lebrat.
She says hi.
Yeah,
we had a little evening getaway at Congress Hall.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Yeah. Happy Medford.
Thank you. It's really quite a time here. Our whole house went to bed before Will and I departed for our 9 p.m. show.
Oh, it's getting rambunctious back there.
It really, it's a time.
There is snoring, and there is preparing for the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Via sleep.
Some overnight oats brewing.
maybe some retainer action if we're lucky.
Oh, yes.
Tossing and turning about the internship/class responsibilities of the next day.
Oh, no.
You really hate to see responsibilities fall on these kiddos.
Maybe some roasted veggies digest in a way.
Oh, my God. You know it all too well. There was so much meal prepping today.
The kitchen was packed, yo.
I bet your Tupperware container is stacked, or, like, section of the kitchen is stacked.
Like, not as stacked as you would think. Our one housemate, who I'm going to... Not no names, but she was an Uber Eatser tonight, and then another housemate.
She was a what?
An Uber Eatser.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no meal prep quite yet for one housemate. Another housemate didn't even come home yet from his work.
Wait, Liv?
No, Jonathan. Our one boy Jonathan's out in the financial district, just on the straight grind.
You mean for the internship?
Well, no, but isn't he having a sweet, sweet getaway with his lover?
Probably.
No. Oh, no. Do not refer to them as lovers. Jesus.
Yeah. problem.
Sorry, this is bird watching. Love birds.
The Lord is watching.
The Lord is always watching.
Love.
I mean, the Lord is listening.
Birds.
Love birds.
He's one of. Birds. How many viewers?
Tweet, tweet. Rachel, you weren't hanging in for long enough, but this is our ASMR version of the show.
We've been introducing songs via ASMR.
I'm so excited. Hello, everyone.
It's short for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response.
Tinkles.
Oh, no, I can't curse on air. I'm so sorry, Medford.
No one heard you.
No one heard you because it's ASMR. But yeah, maybe we should... we'll keep chatting with you, Rach, but I'm going to put some more music on for the fans.
Oh, yeah, please.
Okay.
So I just got overexcited.
I know. I'm so pleased you called in, babe. Okay, this one goes out to my dog. This is another song that goes out to my dog. Okay, here we go.
Y'all niggas got me hot.
When boards were long and hair was short, the center of the surfing world was a place called Malibu.
I'm so gone. Anyone could see that I'm wasted. You cut through, and I just wanna know what's in your head. Write it on a piece of paper, honey. Put it in my coat before I go. Hidden in a place you know I'll find it. Oh, later when I'm sitting all alone. Let me in. Everything starts at your skin. Defenses come down. Oh, baby.
inside. Why'd I take so long? Write it on a piece of paper, honey. Put it in my coat before I go. Let me in. Everything starts at your skin.
That was a close one. Almost didn't have anything cute.